B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Why more than 50,000 Massachusetts residents need a new driver's license, some promising news in cancer research, and the winners at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Romero has the juice coming up.
A celebrity couple that we actually really like and wanted to work out is breaking up. I'll tell you who and I'll tell you why coming up.
Leroy has your sports.
You better believe I am tight about last night's Celtics game. Plus, the Sox and Bruins have a reason to celebrate.
But first, more than 50,000 Massachusetts residents will receive new driver's licenses after they were printed without a certain security feature on them. So the issue is caused by a single faulty printer, and the licenses and IDs, they're still valid, but they're just missing this security feature. So starting today, people who are affected will get the new documents in the mail. Well, it was just a small trial, but some promising news in cancer research. The trial was only with 18 rectal cancer patients who all took the same drug. They had all faced these grueling treatments, but got a surprise when they found out that after taking this drug, the cancer vanished in every single patient. No further treatment was necessary.
That's tremendous.
That is incredible.
Absolutely tremendous.
Mm-mm-mm. And the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night, and the big winners were Euphoria, Spider-Man No Way Home, and Loki. Euphoria was the top winner with 4, Best Show, Best Performance for Zendaya, Best Fight, and Here for the Hookup. Spider-Man won Best Movie and Best Performance for Tom Holland, and Loki won Breakthrough Performance for Sofia DiMartino, and also they won Best Team. J-Lo was honored with the Generation Award, and then immediately following that award show was the MTV Unscripted Awards, and the big winners there were RuPaul's Drag Race and Selling Sunset. All right, here's Romero in for Melissa with the juice.
All right, let me play something for you real quick. This is a song that everybody knows
and loves.
You're not used to hearing it now, but once the holiday hits, the holiday season, this is like the most played song. I believe it's over a billion streams.
Oh, it's amazing.
And you got to think that it only gets played for about a month, a year, which is insane. All I Want for Christmas Is You from Mariah Carey. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. All I Want for Christmas is You is apparently a song from Andy Stone. Who? That's a great question. He's a songwriter that none of us has heard before, but you know that you've heard of Vince Vance and the Valiants.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. apparently they performed a song. They wrote and performed a song called All I Want for Christmas Is You in 1989, which is 5 years before Mariah's song. And Andy is claiming that Mariah and her co-writer created a derivative version without permission. What that means is the songs sound nothing the same. They don't. He's not saying, yo, she stole my song. He's saying, I have the rights to the title. And he's seeking, because of the title, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yo, this dude is seeking 20.
Million,
no, no, no.
Million,
20.
Million,
no, I said 20.
$5 million.
$20 million.
Wow.
In damages. So far, Mariah's legal team has not responded. I'm guessing it's going to be something to the effect of a middle finger or something like that, because that's an absolute ridiculous. If he gets money, I doubt it'll even be 7 figures. I doubt it.
Monday.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have broken up.
It really is sad.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to make it.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan's walking down an alley right now with a leather jacket over his shoulder in the rain. Now, apparently he wanted to take the relationship. They've been going on for a year and a half, and he wanted to take it to the next level. I don't know what that is, but he apparently asked her to tone down or scale back on her Instagram posting.
I don't know if I believe that.
I do.
I don't believe that. You want to believe it.
I do. He probably just said it as a throwaway. He's like, listen, less Instagram, me and you, let's take it to the next level, be a little more private. And she couldn't handle it. She said no. And that's what caused the breakup. Now, apparently, they're both heartbroken over this. That's what they're saying. I don't know. I haven't seen her. I know she pretty much scrubbed them from her Instagram. But if you saw the Celtics game yesterday, you did see him. And this son of a bitch looked like a sad sack. Like, he... Listen, girls, I don't know how you deal with it, but every man that saw Michael B. Jordan at the game yesterday was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the face.
Oh, yeah.
What was the face, Leroy?
Oh, it was just, you know, the fake smile. His heart is broken. He's devastated on the inside.
Basically, his boys went to his house and said, we're taking you out.
Right.
And he didn't want to.
Open the curtains.
Yeah.
Come on out.
He was sitting on the couch in his tidy whities. He was just like, I just want to watch. He had probably didn't shower in three, 4 days.
Breath stank.
And yeah, and they were like, we're taking you out. And that's the face that he had. It took everything in his being to fake a smile for that camera.
Tell the truth, Romero. You've been there before, right? I've been there.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
I saw him and I'm just like, man, I hope the brothers around him are holding him up.
Yeah.
Not down. Hold him up because he's feeling weak right now.
Well, he still has her on his game.
No, you could tell.
And I'm looking at her.
He did not want that breakup to happen. He did not want it to happen.
Yo.
And he's going to go back to her and concede to whatever she wants.
It's a cold world. Man.
Yo.
I feel so bad.
She won. She 100%.
If it's because of Instagram, which I really don't believe, then, I mean, I don't blame her. She needs to.
She won.
Wow, she's beautiful.
She is.
And he's pretty.
And she broke him. And one more thing.
Pebbles.
She did.
She broke him.
You know what?
He is shattered. Shattered. Sadness from inside out is taking over the inside of him. Just pushing buttons.
You know what's next?
What?
He's going to either cut the mustache or he's going to grow out a full beard. Listen, I'm just this is what we do.
All of a sudden, we stop grooming our faces.
Yes.
That's how you can tell a man's going through it.
When he goes
an extended period without grooming his face. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not.
Or he'll do something crazy. I wouldn't do this, but like dye his hair like blonde. He'll do something.
Really? Yeah.
Watch.
I hope they get back together and work it out.
One more story here. If you were A, dumb enough to believe that Amber Heard started a GoFundMe to pay off Johnny Depp, or B, donated money to it, then you're a moron because it was fake and it was taken down. And not Leroy with sports.
All right, yeah, I'm tight about last night's game. You better believe it. The Celtics lost 107-108. And here's why. Let's keep it 1,000. The Celtics had way too many turnovers, 18 to be exact, and the Warriors played mind games with them. I'm telling you, Draymond Green of the Warriors was out there from the jump playing pretty much prison ball. The Warriors fed off of it and were getting away with it. It was ridiculous. The Celtics got frustrated. Udoka got a T, and the Celtics just lost their composure. Now, I know people... they always come at me, especially on Twitter. Leroy, you're being extra. You don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. If I'm being extra, then Jaylen Brown is too.
I know what Draymond's going to do. I know what he's going to try to do. They tried to put him on me to kind of be physical, muck the game up, pull me, grab me. Overall, you know, raise the intensity. I feel like they got away with a lot of stuff tonight. But all that stuff, the gimmicks, the tricks, we just got to be the smarter team, be the more physical team, and look forward to just coming out and playing Celtic basketball.
That's right. The Celtics have to do better keeping their composure. I'll give them that. Game 3 Wednesday night at the Garden, and there will be a celebration rally type thing at Government Center. Yeah. And yours truly, Romero, will be the MC.
Ooh, that's right, my friend.
The MC?
You better believe it.
Come see the MC?
Yep. Pretty much.
That's
what you're going to see the Celtics. They just lost.
Yeah,
at least come see me.
That's right.
I'd be winning, as they say.
The Red Sox beat the A's 5-2 to complete the 3-game series sweep over the weekend. And congrats to Bruins center Patrice Bergeron as he won the Selke Trophy for a record 5th time. Congratulations. Game 4 of the NHL West Finals between Colorado and Edmonton tonight at 8. Sox Angels at 9:38. And that's your sports.
And today's good news. Got to give a shout out to Mrs. Nault and her first grade class at the Brookside School in Drake. And I went there to read to them on Friday, my favorite thing to do. And let me tell you the joy that I felt with these kids. One of the books that I read was about kindness. And then she had them brainstorm ways to be kind. It was really sweet. And then they did an art project. But the best part was watching the kids put these acts of kindness into action. They were sharing. They were helping each other. Some of them were helping to clean up and organize. And it was just a great day. And they just made my heart happy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.